Time off, gave them a chance to get refreshed. I thought they moved around well today. I think they're focused on, you know, what we have to do coming back off this bye. We all understand that we've got a tremendous challenge with the Pittsburgh Steelers coming in. They've won two straight games. They're playing well in all phases of the game right now, and we understand what a challenge it's going to be, and we're looking forward to the opportunity, and we're ready to go out and compete.
The bye week is over, and the Raiders get back to work as they play their longtime rival, the Pittsburgh Steelers, this Sunday. Welcome to this week's edition of the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. We got a big show lined up for you as legendary sports talk icon and longtime Steeler fan Scott Farrell will join us later in the show. But we kick off this week's edition with the sights and sounds of the first six games coming off the bye week. This is Raiders Replay.
First home game of the season. Everybody's all fired up and pumped up.
Check them all out.
I'd like to introduce Zendaya.
It was so cute. You know, that's my favorite part is meeting the kids and being able to say hello to them, and they were super excited. So that was one of the highlights of the day. This is just something I'm very honored to be a part of.
Welcome one of the greatest shutdown corners ever to play the game, number 37, the judge, Lester Hayes, the mad stork, Ted Hendricks.
Just another season and just win, baby.
I'm so excited. You know, it was like a big deal, obviously, when he got drafted. And we did draft day at my house and hunkered down for like 3 days waiting to see where he was going to go. And now we're a part of the Raider Nation. I'm so happy to be here.
The Raiders-Chargers game this Sunday has been forced to move
at 8:30 Pacific time. It's 11:30 Eastern time.
Everybody watching this.
It's the only thing on TV tonight.
Bring on me. 1, 2, 3.
Here's Terrell Pryor back. Going to take a deep shot on the first play of the game. He lays it out there. And it's caught by Rob Streeter. Touchdown, Raiders.
Terrell is a phenomenal athlete, and he's gone to work on the little things. And it's paying off. And I look for him to continue to get better every week.
Pryor straight drop, pressured by Ayer, steps up, throws down the middle, caught. First down, Moore sneaks out of it, he may go 40. Touchdown, Raiders! McFadden may throw now, steps up and throws for Reese for the end zone. It is caught for a touchdown!
McFadden, right up center, makes a guy miss, he's inside the 20.
Touchdown by Michael Rivera.
Michael Rivera's sister there, star of Glee.
Steps up, hit it, sacked. Lamar Houston, and they sack him again.
The Raiders were all over Chad Henne.
Fielding clutch, the Raiders block it on the goal line. It's in the end zone. It's picked up by Jeremy Stewart for a Raider touchdown.
Rivers hooks a pass, intercepted. First career INT for the rookie.
I think what I like the most is, you know, you bring a player like Charles Woodson back with that much experience and that much wisdom. And I think he can really help, you know, the young guys get acclimated to how fast the game is.
This is the old 2-4. It's the real 2-4.
The real 2-4, yeah. Right there.
Charles Woodson on the tackle, and he is fired up.
On a blitz from Charles Woodson, he sacks Griffin back at midfield. Robert Griffin III never felt Woodson coming. And he gets slammed by Nick Rush. He fumbled the ball. It's picked up by Ralston Bobble. Picked up by Woodson. Running back in. 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders.
Oakdown, baby.
It's all about that right there, baby. Black and silver all day. We here, baby. We here.
The Raiders have given their fans a lot to cheer about so far in this young season, especially those two big victories at home. And if the Raiders can beat the Steelers and continue that recent dominance, it will surely make lifelong Raider fan Agnes Sasaki very happy.
I'm a Raiders fan because of associating with this team. Just everybody you meet, they're so friendly. It's just like a family. Our granddaughter's 4 and a half, and she's already been to 3 games. She was like born a Raider fan. The minute she was born, everybody was sending her clothes and whatnot, and she really enjoys it. And we try to get them up here for at least 1 game a year. But then it's neat to have someone, you know, our granddaughter, as part of our Raider family. The best part of being a season ticket holder, following this team that we really love, whether they're at home or on the road, and everybody knows we're season ticket holders. And in fact, some people don't know me by name, but the stores and whatnot, they'll call me Mrs. Raider or something like that. I'm Agnes, Section 212. I'm a Raiders season ticket holder.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
I owe the league my best effort, and I'm very fortunate to be here.
All right, here we go. We're going to go deep now. Everybody,
and still to come.
It always is important to me to be a positive role model, and being a Raiderette is kind of getting to experience that firsthand.
All this and more on the Raiders Report. This segment of the Raiders Report is brought to you by Verizon. With NFL Mobile from Verizon, never be without football.